There are certain things we all believe, perceptions, if you will, formed through various experiences and different life events. And these perceptions or things that we believe are surrounding gossip. And so I challenge you in the next couple of moments, even pause me after this, to think, what do you believe about workplace gossip? So in this episode, I'm going to discuss with you the five myths or the five most common things that people believe about workplace gossip that is simply not true. So I look forward to sharing that with you. Let's do it. Are you struggling with gossip in your workplace? And have you tried multiple different strategies, but nothing seems to work? Perhaps you're aware of the gossip, but you don't like conflict. You feel like you don't have the time to deal with it, or you simply believe that they are adults and should be able to deal with this themselves. You are not alone. Many leaders have come to accept office gossip as the norm. Hey, I'm Rika Whelan, workplace gossip strategist, and I have got good news for you. It doesn't have to be the norm, and you can eradicate workplace gossip without the drama and the stress. How, I hear you asking? Well, you're in the right place. On this podcast, I'll share strategies that you can implement on a daily basis to transform your workplace culture and take your team from toxic to thriving and from gossip to growth. Grab your favorite beverage and a notebook and pen, and let's get started. Okay, so let's jump into what are the five myths of workplace gossip that leaders believe that limits them to deal with workplace gossip. Number one, workplace gossip is inevitable and it happens in every workplace. Okay, so there's two parts to this one. Workplace gossip is inevitable and happens in every workplace. Yes, it is definitely right. Workplace gossip does happen in every workplace. However, the actual bit that is not true is that workplace gossip is inevitable. It's only inevitable if you tolerate it, and it's only inevitable if you allow it. So leaders can no longer waste any time on tolerating workplace gossip, tolerating the people who are gossiping and not doing anything about it. If leaders truly want to foster a culture of open communication, have transparency and respect, then something has to be done. And it's the fact that we are tolerating the workplace gossip, we're tolerating the people, and we're making excuses for these people and say, oh, that's just their personality, that's just the way they are, they've always been like that, you know, I've worked here for 20 years and they've always been like that. That, just no, just absolutely no, that cannot be happening. So myth number one, workplace gossip is inevitable and happens in every workplace. It's only inevitable if it's tolerated. That's it. It's as simple as that. If your organization tolerates it, then yes, it's inevitable. So myth busted. It's not inevitable and it doesn't happen in every workplace, because I've been a part of workplaces that do not tolerate gossip and that tackle gossip head on, and any other issues, workplace culture issues for that matter, which makes it not inevitable. Definitely the opposite of inevitable. Okay, myth number two, I don't have time to deal with gossip. Okay, that isn't the number two reason why organizations still have a gossip problem. It's because they think they don't have time to deal with gossip. And in particular, leaders find themselves being extremely busy. And they sit at their desk, they have things that they have to get done. But what they're doing is they're putting out fires the whole day long. Leaders are putting out fires the whole day long, and therefore they think, because I'm putting out these fires the whole day long, I don't have time to do with workplace gossip. But let me bust that myth and say that if you dealt with the gossip, then you would be putting out less fires. There would be less mediation, less conflict resolution. There would be less fires to put out because you've actually dealt with the root cause of the workplace culture issue, which is gossip. Leaders want to tackle other workplace cultural issues. They want to get workplace culture coaches in. They want to have professional development on workplace culture. But the root of the problem is gossip and the tolerance thereof. And as soon as organizations, as soon as leaders, as soon as you, the listener, know and realize that you do not have to tolerate gossip, there is actually something you can do about it, your workplace environment will actually be better. Yes, there are steps that you have to put in place. That's fine. With any project, with any new thing, there will always be steps that you have to put into place, but it is possible. It is possible. Leaders, let me talk to you about your time. You actually have the time, and I'm being straightforward with you, straight shooting here. You actually do have time to deal with workplace gossip. The reason why you are not dealing with it and the reason why you think you don't have the time is because you do not know how to deal with it and you've put it in the too hard box. It's somewhere there on your to-do list, but by a Friday afternoon when you see that thing, you're like, that's too big for me to deal with on a Friday afternoon. I'll leave it again until next week. Come next week, same thing happens. You do all the little tasks first because they make you feel accomplished. But when you come to the big thing of dealing with gossip, you push it out and push it out and push it out because you do not know what to do. And that is with any project, with anything, not just with dealing with workplace gossip, dealing with difficult people, conflict resolution. We keep on putting these things off because we don't actually know how to deal with it. We don't actually have the time to go and do the research, speak to the people, do professional development ourselves to learn how to deal with this. Why? Because again, we don't think we have the time. So my challenge to you, if this is you and you believe you do not have the time, is start believing that I actually have the time. Time's not the problem. The issue is that I do not know how to deal with it and I need a solution. Okay. If this is you, then 100% the upcoming G2G Gossip to Growth program is going to be for you because I'm going to give you the steps that you need to follow and I'm going to hold your hand. And you will no longer be able to say, I don't have the time or I don't know how to deal with this because I'm going to give to you the answers that you were looking for and the steps that you are looking for. And that in that, we're going to take it out of the too hard box and put it in the action box. This needs to happen today. Now, myth number three, adults should be able to deal with their own conflict and they don't need a mediator. I have heard this one before, where leaders think, well, you know, these people are adults. They don't need me to come and mediate for them. I'm not their parent. And I also recently heard someone say, I don't mind dealing with people. I just don't like dealing with stupid people. Okay, pardon my language. But the problem that I have with that, and apologies to the person who said that. I won't mention your name if you're listening to this. But the problem that I have with that is that my common sense and your common sense are not the same. I cannot go to you and say, well, this is common sense. How did you not know that you should do that? Because my common sense and your common sense is not the same. You are not the same culture as I. You don't have the same background as I. We did not grow up in the same household. We did not have the same parents who taught us the same things. People are different. They've got different backgrounds, different knowledge, different skills, different culture, different beliefs. And therefore, you cannot think that it is common sense that people will know how to deal with conflict. People do not know. So you have to be the person who helps them. You have to be the person who mediates for them and guides them and helps them. But again, you can mediate this conflict. That's fine. That's not a problem. But you have to get to the root cause of why did the conflict occur. Was it because of gossip, the difference of opinion, different of culture, or different background, or different goals? There's many different things. There's many reasons why people could have had a conflict. But again, if gossip was the issue, you have to tackle the gossip problem. So do not believe that adults should be able to deal with their own conflict and they don't need a mediator. They do. They do need you to help them. Okay. They're not the same people. They don't understand how to deal with conflict. And unless you've given them the tools to deal with conflict, they're not going to be able to do it successfully. As a leader, it is your role to ensure that there's peace amongst your employees and amongst your team. Therefore, sometimes you have to step in as a mediator. Sometimes you have to be that neutral third party that can provide guidance and support for them to resolve their conflict. Sometimes they just need that external person to say, hey, this is how I see it from your perspective. This is how I see it from your perspective. This is a middle way. What do you think about that? And mediation can actually help ensure that all parties involved have a chance to be heard and then that a fair resolution is reached. So that's why mediation can be quite important, and you cannot just leave people to deal with their own conflict. You have to at least start them off or help them and then allow them to sort it out by themselves. Myth number four, gossip is just harmless banter. I've heard that before as well. And if people believe that gossip is just harmless banter, I've got a big problem with that, because it's not. And just yesterday, I heard a story again of a rumor that's going around the workplace about someone's personal life. And my first thought was, well, what does that have to do with anybody in the workplace? It's not work-related. It's got to do about their personal life. It's got nothing to do with the people at work. But why do we love these gossip juicy stories? And in this instance of this person, what it does is reputational damage. Because of what happened in this person's personal life, it didn't even happen at work. It happened in their personal life outside of work. Now all of a sudden this story gets pulled into the work environment and it causes reputational damage, because honestly, if you see that person now, you're going to think about them differently. But actually, what happened in their personal life has got nothing to do with their work life, and now all of a sudden those boundaries are crossed. So gossip is absolutely not harmless banter. It can cause a lot of damage. It can cause damage to the person individually. It can also cause a lot of damage to the organization. But definitely it can cause damage reputations, it can create toxic work environment, it can lead to a decrease of trust amongst employees. Can you imagine if that person who's being gossiped about comes in and hears that what happened in his personal life is out in the open, and he trusted one person with that information, and that person said to another person, look, I'm going to tell you this, but you can't tell anybody else. It's just between you and me. Then they tell them that information. Then that person goes to another person and says, I'm not actually meant to tell you this, but this is what I heard. But please just promise me you're not going to tell anybody else. Then that person goes to another person and says, look, I'm actually not meant to tell you this, but this is what I heard about that person. Can you believe it? Then that person goes to another person. And it's just so, so, so unacceptable and toxic that things like this are still happening in today's society. Because one person says to the other person, but please don't tell anybody else, I'm going to trust you with this. And it creates this whole revolving door of mistrust amongst people. Because if that story comes out, that whole Chinese whispers, and apologies, that is, it's actually so, I don't even know why it's called Chinese whispered. Why is it not called Mexican whispers or American whispers or South African whispers? I don't know. If somebody knows, come and post it on the Facebook group. I have no idea why it's called that. But if all of these whispers from one person to another person to another person to another person, then it gets back to the original source, then it causes this whole thing of mistrust amongst the team. Because And now everybody's going to feel a resentment towards the other person, because I thought I trusted you, but now you've told someone else. So then there's resentment, there's mistrust, and all of a sudden this whole team that was a very good and nice team that worked together, now all of a sudden there's this mistrust and resentment. So it's just, just please don't do it. If you're involved in something like that, please don't do it. If you tolerate it in your environment at the moment, please do something about it urgently. Do not keep on tolerating it. Myth number five, ignoring gossip is the best strategy. I've heard this one so many times. If you ignore it, it'll go away. Unfortunately, it's not going to go away. Leaders can no longer afford to ignore gossip, because it's not going to go away. But what it is going to do, it's going to cause havoc in your workplace culture, which will have so much other damage, like I've already mentioned before. So really, if you continue ignoring gossip, it's going to perpetuate false information. It's going to allow conflict to escalate. It's going to create a culture of fear and mistrust. And instead of addressing the gossip directly, you are just ignoring it and allowing these people to do whatever they want in your organization. So no, ignoring gossip is not the best strategy. Myth bust it. It's absolutely not, because it just wreaks havoc in your organization. It wreaks havoc in your workplace culture with mistrust amongst people. And the last thing you need is for workplace culture to cause so much damage when all that you could have done, all that you could have done is to not tolerate it anymore. And I know that this will push a lot of people out of their comfort zone, because one reason why people do not deal with workplace gossip and why they ignore it is because they have a fear of conflict. Leaders do not want to have conflict with other people, and therefore they would rather just ignore the gossip because they don't want to deal with the conflict. However, if the other person reacts incorrectly when you speak to them about their work, about their gossip, their reaction is not on you. Their reaction is on them. 1% of people, this is a statistic that I read, 1% of people are unreasonable when you speak to them, but 99% of people are actually reasonable and will admit that they've done something wrong. But because of the 1%, we avoid talking to everyone because we just don't know who's going to be that 1% of people who's going to fight with us. And remember, people usually get defensive if they're guilty. So if a person gets defensive, again, that whole reaction's on them. You stop the meeting and you say, I can see you're getting upset right now. So how about we take a break? We come back again tomorrow and we can talk about this again when you're a little bit more calm, because we do need to talk about this. But you also need to prepare before the time. So you can't just go in and go and be attacking to that person. You also have to be calm on your end. And if you're feeling really angry about something that's happened, absolutely do not go and speak to that person about it when you're angry, because that will just end up in a disaster itself, and you will shoot yourself in the foot, lose respect amongst your peers as well for doing the wrong thing. I'm saying that out of experience. I've done that. I have spoken up or spoken to someone when I was really angry about something. It was because I was really passionate about this gossip issue and about treating people fairly. Spoke to the person, came out wrong, and that person lost all respect for me and quit their job and left. Potentially that was not a bad thing, because they didn't want to do the right thing. But as a leader, I didn't feel accomplished and I felt awful that that had happened. That was not the right way to deal with it. Okay, so I'm going to repeat those five myths or limiting beliefs again. And what I want you to do is come and jump into the Facebook group, the Facebook community, and come and share with us what are the limiting beliefs that you have. I'll put it up as a poll and we can start a conversation on that. And subscribe to my newsletter, see when this G2G program comes out, and if it will be an option for you to jump into the program and have me help you get rid of workplace gossip. So, myth number one, workplace gossip is inevitable and happens in every workplace. Myth number two, I don't have time to deal with gossip. Myth number three, adults should be able to deal with their own conflict and don't need a mediator. Myth four, gossip is harmless banter. And myth five, ignoring gossip is the best strategy. Well, I hope you all have now know that those are just myths. They're not real, they're not true, and they're limiting you from dealing with workplace gossip. If you need help, please reach out to me at support@rickawhelan.com or find me on the Facebook community. Please make sure you answer the questions before you go in. Those questions help and inform me of what podcast episodes to record and how I can serve you best. That is why I'm here. I'll make sure to pop the link in the show notes to the Facebook group, and the name of the Facebook group as well, which you can search up, is Leaders Breaking the Cycle of Workplace Gossip. So yeah, jump in there. We're a lovely bunch of leaders in there. I look forward to seeing you again next week with the next episode. And moving forward, episodes will be released on Tuesdays and Thursdays. See you then.
Hey, I hope you enjoyed that episode. I had such a great time recording that just for you. It would bless me big if you could please leave a review on Apple Podcasts and make sure you follow or subscribe to the podcast so that you are notified when a new episode launches. And then finally, join the free Facebook community. Simply go to gossiptogrowth.com for more information. I look forward to chatting with you in the next episode.